Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schachter. Meseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, the shiur on Daf Mem Hei. The Mishnah on top of the Amud says, B'chol yoyim makifin es ha-mizbeach pamachas, v'oysa ha-yoyim makifin es ha-mizbeach sheva pa'omim. So every day of Sukkot there was one hakafa, and on the seventh day of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, there were seven hakafas. Now we had a machlekes amiroyim and daf mem gimel amid beis as to what this hakafa was with. We had a machlekes Rabbi Yosef and Abaye. Rabbi Yosef held the hakafa was belulav, and Abaye held the hakafa was ba'arava. Now it's mavur in that sugya that this machlekes is totally on a shaila of whether Arava is bizkifa or Arava is benetila. The Gemara over there had said, "I'm Rabbi Yosef, man leimalon d'Arava benetila, doma bizkifa," which means that the Arava was not used as, was not benetila, was not taken. It was not used in any hakafa. Rather, what they did was, like the Mishnah says, they would go to Moitza, they would bring Murbiya shel Arava, and there would be v'zoik v'noi sambetzid ha-mizbech. That's all they did. There was no hakafas with Arava. So therefore, when the Mishnah says, b'chol yom ha-kifin es ha-mizbech pamachas, it's not by Arava, because Arava was not benetila. Arava was bizkifa. And Abaye holds, no, Arava was benetila. There was a hakafa. So since Arava was benetila, mistavra, when the Mishnah says that they went around the mizbech, mistavra, they went around with the Arava. Now, the Gemara's maskana is Arava benetila, because the Gemara brings a brayso at the bottom of Mem Gimel Amid Beis, a brayso with the Baitusim, Hikiru behen Amei Haaretz, V'sham Tumitachas Havonim. So the lashon of the brayso there is that there was a chibut Arava. So the Gemara says, Alma benetila hi. So we see that Arava is benetila, not just beskifa, Arava is benetila. So, and the Gemara says, yet, yufta, Rabbi Yosef is Agishlogin, and the halacha is Arava is benetila. So therefore, if we go back to our Mishnah says, B'chol yom makifin es ha-mizbeach pamachas. So since the maskonas ha-sugi is Arava is benetila, so therefore, l'cha'ira, that would lead us to understand that the Mishnah is referring here to Arava. The hakafa around the mizbeach was ba'arava. Now, if we look at Tosfos, Tosfos Divrei Maskil Zoikvin Oisan Betzidei HaMizbeach. So Tosfos says, Hainu La'achar Shehikifu Pamachas L'man D'yom Arava Benetila. So Tosfos is saying that the Mishnah starts off and says that they brought the Aravas and they were Zoikvin Oisan Betzidei HaMizbeach. So Tosfos wants to know, what do you mean? The Maskanas HaSugi L'chayra is that Arava is Benetila. So since Arava is Benetila, so then there was a Hakafa. So the Chayra, first there was a Hakafa around the Mizbech, and then there was Oikvin Osa Betzidei HaMizbech. So Tosfos says, Enoch Anami. The Mishnah is out of order. When it says, V'zoikvin Osa Betzidei HaMizbech, that wasn't the first thing they did. Really, the first thing they did was, B'chol Yom HaKifin Osa Mizbech Pamachas, because Arava is Benetila. And then there was Oikvin Osa Betzidei HaMizbech. So that would seem to be the Parshat Pshat in the Mishnah based on the Maskon of the Sugya. The problem is that L'cha'ira, then we have no makar for our minig, which is what we do on Sukkot. We do hakafa belulav. Every day, we go around the bima once, and on Hoshana Rabbah, we go around the bima seven times. Now, L'cha'ira, if you say that the hakafa in the Beis HaMikdash was belulav, so then that's good. It's Zeichel HaMikdash. We have a Zeichel HaMikdash of lulav for all 7 days. So as a Zeichel HaMikdash, we do the hakafa. So that means that when it says in the Mishnah, B'chol yom ha-kifin es ha-mizbeach pamachas v'yis ha-yom sheva pa'amim, that was belulav, and that's our minik. We are doing a Zeichel HaMikdash. However, if you learn that it was ba'arava, which is l'chayri to maskonas ha-sugya, so then it would come out that the hakafas in the Beis HaMikdash was not belulav, it was ba'arava. Now we only have a Zeichel HaMikdash of 1 day with arava. That's the Gemara on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Arava deles le'ikir min ha-Torah is lo yavdina neshiva zeichel ha-mikdash. So we only have a zeichel ha-mikdash of 1 day of Arava. So l'cha'ira, why are we makif the bima all 7 days of Sukkot? If we only have a zeichel ha-mikdash 1 day and they were makif by Arava, so then we should only be makif 1 day, because that's our zeichel ha-mikdash. So how does our minig shtim with the sugya? What compounds this question is that there's a shaila in the Rishayim. If a person does not have a lulav, does he do hakafa? Is he makif the bima during Hashanah if he does not have a lulav? The Ramah in Simin Tofresh Samach Siv Beis Paskins, he says Misha ein lo lulav einoy makif v'chein oegim. The minig is that if a person does not have a lulav, he's not makif. And the question is why? In the Mikdash, they weren't makif belulav either. So even if a person doesn't have a lulav, and for some reason we're doing a Zeichel HaMikdash all 7 days, and in the Mikdash, the hakafa was by Rava, so then the person should be able to be makif even if he doesn't have a lulav. So this is the Shaila L'Chairo. How does our minig of being makif belulav, and if a person doesn't have a lulav, he's not makif, how does that stem with the sugya, which appears to say that the hakafa was by Rava and not belulav? That's question number one. Question number two is that it is mefurish in the Rambam, in Hilchas Lulav, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Gimel, that the Hakafa was Belulav. The Rambam says, B'chol yoyim hoyu makifin es ha-mezbeach belulavein biyadein pamachas. Every day they will be makif the mezbeach with a lulav, one time. Uvi yoyim ha-shvi, makifin es ha-mezbeach sheva pamim. And he says, "Ukvar noagu Yisrael b'chol amakoymus lahaniach teva be'emtze beis haknesses u'makifin oisu b'chol yom kiderech shayu makifin es hamizbeach zeichel hamikdash." So the Rambam is saying clearly that the hakaf in the beis hamikdash was belulav, and they would do it every day. And we b'chol makoymus anoyig al zeichel hamikdash to be makif kiderech shayu makifin es hamizbeach. So the Rambam says clearly that the hakaf was belulav. And the L'cha'ira, how does that stem with the sugi? The maskonas ha-sugi was Arava ben Atila. And if Arava is ben Atila, so that means that the hakafa was by Arava. So there's a tshuva from Rashi, which is brought down in the Sefer Arzeruah here, in the fourth parak of Sukkah. Rashi was asked the shaila, if a person doesn't have a lulav, if he could be makif. This shaila that we spoke out previously from the Rishayim, was a shayel. The shayel asked Rashi. So Rashi answers like this. He says, first, in the beginning, I was asked this shayla. Ani kvarnish alti halzois. I was already asked on this question. V'hashivoisi, and I answered, kidivri ha'oimer sheyesh hekif. I answered that there is hekif, meaning even if a person does not have a lulav, he could still be makif. So Rashi says, v'shagisi bo. But I made a mistake. And the reason I made a mistake, Rashi says, is the cheshbon that we said. Because since the Gemara's maskana is that our rov has been a tila. And if our rov has been a tila, so that means that the hekif, the hakafa that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, was by our rov has been a tila. So since the hakafa was done by our rov, so even if a person doesn't have a lulav, he could still do hakafa, zeichel HaMikdash. That's what Rashi's original cheshbon was. Then he says, "Aval ata yasher koyche shel achi, I give yasher koyche to my brother, v'yosef oimetz shelamadati mil pulpuloi. I learned from his pilpul that that's not the pshat in the sugya. The pshat in the sugya is like this: there are really three questions, three possibilities of what was done with the arava in the mikdash. Rabbi Yosef holds that arava was beskifa, which means that it was only put on the side of the Mizbeach, Zokuf on Zoikvinoisi al Tzidi al Mizbeach, and that was all they did with Arava. Another possibility is that they did Arava Benetila, which means that they did Chibut Arava. They would take their Arava and they would bang it on the floor, Kiminogenu. That's Arava Benetila, Chibut Arava. Then there's a third possibility that not only did they do the Chibut with Arava, but the Hakafa they also did by Arava. So Rashi says like this: the pshat in the machlekes between Rabbi Yosef and Abaya, if Arava b'zkifa and Arava b'netila, has nothing to do with hakafa. That's just a shaila. Was the Arava just b'zkifa, or did they do netila as well? Did they do chibut Arava as well? Now Abaya comes along and brings a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, from our Mishnah, b'chol yom hakifa nisam esbech pamachas, v'yosef yom sheva pamam, my love b'arava. So Abaya was bringing a raya that if the Mishnah says that there was hakafa by Arava, so we see that it wasn't just zakifa. We see that they actually did something with the Arava. So Arava's been a tila. He's bringing a raya from the Mishnah that if they did hakafa with Arava, so that would prove Arava's been a tila. It would be a raya keneged Rabbi Yosef. However, Rabbi Yosef comes in and answers no. He says, no, that's not the case. He says, loy belulav. The hakafa was with a lulav. Now, does that mean Arava b'zkifa? No. Arava could still be Benetila, because maybe they did Chibut Arava. But Rabbi Yosef wasn't coming to say, bring a raya from this Mishnah, that it was only Beskifa. Rabbi Yosef was just saying that the Hakafa was done Belulav, and therefore you have no raya from the Mishnah that Arava is Benetila. So Kum Techa is that there's really two separate machlaikas in here between Abaye and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds Arava's Beskifa. Abaye says, no, Arava's Benetila, which means Chibut Arava. Now there's another Shaila. The second Shaila is, was the Hakafa in the Beis HaMikdash done by Arava or Belulav? Abaye says that it was done by Arava. And he wants to bring a raya from there that we see that the Arava is Benetila, that we do take the Arava, we do something with the Arava, we're makif with the Arava. Rabbi Yosef says, no, over there the Hakafa was Belulav, no Shaychas to Arava. But that doesn't necessarily affect the first Shaila of whether Arava is Bezekif, Arava Benetila. It only affects it if you say the Hakafa in the Beis HaMikdash was by Arava. So that shows us, yes, Arava is Benetila. But if Hakafa is Belulav, good, so the Hakafa was Belulav, but we could still have a Shaila, what they did with the Arava. Did they do just Kif, or did they do Netila? So says Rashi, when the Gemara comes out of Maskana, that Arava is Benetila, what's the Maskana? The Maskana is that they were Chayveit Esu Arava, there was Chabot on the Arava, there was Chibot Arava, but it doesn't say anywhere in that Braisa that there was Hakafa by Arava. So the Maskana Sasugiyas says Rashi is that Arava is Benetila, which means Arava is Chibot Arava. But Hakafa is Belulav. That doesn't change. That's a member of Rabbi Lozer, and that stays. So Rashi says, Lefizeh, it comes out that if a person doesn't have a Lulav, he's not Makif. Because since the whole Hakafa in the Beis HaMikdash was Belulav, and we're doing a Zeichel HaMikdash by being Makif around the Bima, so if a person doesn't have a lulav, he's not makif, because that's not zeichel mikdash. This is the tshuva of Rashi, and this is the way it's brought down in the Sefer Erzeruah in Hilchas Sukkah. Now, lefi this Rashi, it comes out that everything is answered. Our minig, that we're makif belulav, is a zeichel mikdash, because in the mikdash they were makif belulav, even like the maskana that Arava ben Atila, they were still makif belulav. And that's why we do it all 7 days. Because we do have a Zeichel HaMikdash of 7 days for Lulav. So since in the Mikdash they took the Lulav, they were Neutel Lulav all 7 days, and they were Makif with the Lulav, so as a part of the Zeichel HaMikdash, we do both as well, all 7 days. And that's why the Rambam paskins that the Hakafa was Belulav, because that's the Maskana Sasugya. The Maskana Sasugya is that Arava Benetila, but the Hakafa was Belulav. And Memela, that's Pshat in our meaning, that if a person doesn't have a Lulav, he's talking about Makif, like this Chuvis Rashi. Now, this much is clear, that Tosvis is Chaylik on this Chuvis Rashi, because Tosvis says that the Hakafa was by Rav Laman Diyama Benetila. Tosvis says, Hainu, the Zoyk for Neusa, but Tzidi Amizbech, Hainu La'acha Shehikifu Pamachas, Laman Diyama Rav Benetila. So Tosvis is saying that if you hold that Rav Benetila, the Hakafa was by Rav. So, according to Tosvis, the Maskana Sasugya is that Arava Benetila also means that the Hakafa was done with the Arava. So it would come out, according to Tosfos, that if a person Taka doesn't have a Lulav, he could still be Makif, because the Hakafa in the Beis HaMikdash was not done by Lulav, it was done by Arava. And Taka over there in Simon Tofresh Samach, we quoted there Amo who says that the Minig is not to be Makif, but the Mechaber is Chaylik. The Mechaber says, Noyagim Lahakif Af Misha Ein Loy Lulav. The minig is, even if a person doesn't have a lulav, he does hakafa. And the Rama adds on that, so it's a machlokes in the Rishonim, a shayla what the minig is. And the Rama paskins the minig is not to be makif, which is what we just said over b'shem the Truvis Rashi. The Mechaba holds like Tosfos. Now, one interesting thing that I saw, Teich HaDvarim, is the Bach discusses what appears to be two different minhagim as far as the hakafa that we do in the Beis HaKnesses. The lashon of the Rambam is, Ukvarnogu Yisrael b'chol ha-makayim is lohaniach teva be'emtza Beis HaKnesses. They put the teva in the middle of the Beis HaKnesses. And the Torah also says such a lashon, and the Bach explains that this teva is not the bima. The teva is mavur in the sugyas in Tainis, besech the Tainis, that the teva was the Aron Kodesh, but not the Aron Kodesh that we have in the wall. It appears that they had a separate teva, where they took the Sifrei Torah out of the Aron Kodesh in the wall, and they would put it into this teva, and it would act as sort of an Aron Kodesh, and they would, when the Shliach Tzibur would be Yerid L'Hispalel, he would stand in front of this Teva. So the Rambam is saying they take this Teva, which is really an Aron Kodesh, and they put it in the middle of the Shul, just like they were Makif the Mizbech. So that appears that one minig is that they were makif this teva, which was really an Aron Kodesh. And the Bach brings our minig, which is to be makif the bima. We take the Sifrei Torah, we take them to the bima, and we're makif the bima. So he says, very interesting thing. He says that why, what does this mean? What are the two minhagim tali on? So he says that Bizman HaMikdash, the Hakafa was around the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was the Mokum Kapara. That's what Klal Yisrael was zeichet to Kapara by bringing Karbonis on the Mizbeach. They were zeichet to Kapara. So Bizman HaZeh, so the two minhagim are like this. One minig is because the Karbonis Tzibur that were brought on the Mizbeach are represented nowadays by the Shliach Tzibur, who davens for the Amid, in front of the Teva, in front of this Aron Kodesh. So since the Shliach Tzibur, who represents the Tzibur, this is a representation of our Kapara, this is Mechapar on Klal Yisrael, so therefore we want to do the Hakafa around this Teva. The other minig holds that Shmias HaTorah is Mechapar Aleinu. Kapara, when a person hears Kriyas HaTorah, he's Mata Oizen, he listens to Kriyas HaTorah, so that is Kapara. He's being Zeichet to Kapara. The Kapara that we have, Bizman HaZeh, is listening to Kriya Satayra. So Mamela, that minig is to do the Hakafa around the Bima, which is where we hear Kriya Satayra. So when a person davens for the Amid, or when a person is listening to Kriya Satayra during the year, he's liable to forget, but it's important to remember that the reason why we do hakafos around these things, either the Teva, the Rambam, and the Tur, or Arminik to do the Bima, is because these are things which are mechaper aleinu, either the Shliach Tzibur representing Karbonas Tzibur, or Kriya Satayra, which is mechaper aleinu when we hear Kriya Satayra. Now, the Mishnah says, B'chol yom akifin es ha-mizbeach pamachas, v'oimrim ono Hashem hoshiono, ono Hashem hatzlichono. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ani v'hoi hoshiono. So what is that? So Rashi explains that those two words are shemos of the 72 shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And mimela, they were used by the Hakafa of the Mizbeach. So Tosfos asks, he says, v'adayin tzarech tam l'zeh, lo menishtanu shnei shemos halalu darminu lutfei me'achrini. Why do we punctuate these two shemos out of the 72? So Tosfos answers, Mishum didashin be'echa rabasi, krodir siv b'yecheskel v'ani b'seich ha'goyla, u'krodir siv b'yirmiya v'hu aser bazikim, that he was bound by chains, k'v'yachol hu ba'atzmai, k'v'yachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, v'haynu hoshano sh'yashil ha'atzmai. The tefillah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'v'yachol should save himself from the galus that he himself has put himself into. So Mamela, these two names represent this fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'v'yachol is b'seich ha'goyla. So therefore, that's why these two names are said. Now, it's mashma in Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually gave Yirmiyah a choice about this. In the beginning of Kapitel Mem, the Pasuk says, HaDover Asher Hoya El Yirmiyahu Me'es Hashem. So Chazal say, what was this Nevuah? So Hashem said to Yirmiyah, Amar loy, oy at nochis imhoin va'ano mesubar hocha. Either you go down with them to Galus and I'll stay here. Oy at subar hocha va'ano nochis imhoin. Or I'll stay here and you go with them. So Yirmiyah said, In ano nochis imhoin ma'ano mahani lahoin. What can I help the Yidden that are going into Galus? Eliyeches brieo inimoin. The Creator should go with them. The Sagin hu mahani lahoin, because he can help them a lot. So Yirmiyah chose that Hashem should go down with the Goyla to Bavel, Kviyachol, and that he would stay in Eretz Yisrael. And it's interesting to note that the Golus in Bavel flourished. The Yidden flourished in Bavel. And they were able to come back and build Bayis Sheni, whereas the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael were completely destroyed. Right after this, the story with Gedaliah ben Achikam happened, where he was murdered. And the entire community, whatever was left, fled to Mitzrayim, which was also against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and they ended up completely decimated without any hatzlacha, without any siyata d'shmaya. And it appears that this was a result of Yirmiyah's decision here. Yirmiyah decided that it's better for Klal Yisrael if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be b'seich ha'goyla, because they would flourish in Golas and they would eventually come back. And this is what we daven for on Sukkis, and we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mashiach la'atzma kiviyachal, he should save himself and bring us back from Golas. Now, the Mishnah fears ois, miyad tinoikos shemtin es lulavehen va'ichlem es regehem. So Rashi learns, miyad tinoikos shemtin es lulavehem, hagdoilim shemtin es lulaveh haktana miyadam. So Rashi is learning, miyad means from the hands of. Miyad tinoikos, from the hands of the tinoikos, shemtin es lulavehem va'ichlem es regehem, the gedoilim take away their esrogim and they eat them. So Rashi says, "Ve'ein b'dov v'loim shem gezov v'loim shem darkei shalom." There's no issa here. Shekach noagu machmas simcha. There's a heter that since it's done machmas simcha, so there's no issa gzeila. Now Rashi on daf mevavam with beis is ma'orer that there's really another way to learn pshat in this mishnah. You can learn pshat that miyad means immediately tinoikas shemtim es lulavim v'eichlam esrogeim. Now Rashi over there in daf mevavam with beis brings a raya that his pshat is correct. Because he brings a Bereishis Rabbah who brings a story, Maisa b'chosed echo chenosan dinner la'oni v'knitase ishta yubarach. Someone gave, a chosed echo gave a large matana to an oni, to a poor man. V'knitase ishta, his wife, got angry at him. Ubarach, he ran away. V'lohoyle b'meles parnes b'shvisha la'rov, he didn't have what to eat on a shana Rabbah. Holach v'shamat esroigim miyadat tinoikos. So he went and he grabbed esroigim from the hands of the tinoikos, kidithnan tamon, like it says in the mission over there, miyad hatinoikos shemtim es lulavem v'eichlem esroigim. So we see from this Bereishis Rabbah that the pshat in the Mishnah is that you're allowed to take away the esregim and eat them, and that's what this chassid did in order to be mefarnes himself. And the Bereishis Rabbah for his ois that he went to a place where they needed esregim, l'refua, he sold them b'yekah gadol, and he came back a rich man. Al kol panim, it's mavur in this Bereishis Rabbah that the pshat is that one is permitted to take the esregim away from the tinoikos. Now, Tosfos on daf mem hei amar aleph brings this pshat in Rashi, from Rashi, and he says, V'yesh lomod mikan, lo'oysim bachrim, sh'reichvim besusim likras chosim, v'nolchomim zeim ze. Those bachrim that put on a shtick in front of the chosim, and they ride with horses, and they're nolchom, they have like a mock fight, zeim ze. V'kayrin bigdish shal chavere, o'imakalkal o'isusai, and one is mazik the other one, shein peturim, v'potim. Shekach no'agu machmas simchis chosim. So Tosfos says that if you learn pshat in the Mishnah like Rashi, that you're allowed to be shemit, the esrogim of the ketanim. So it comes out that machmas simcha, you're allowed to do a ma'asik zela, like Rashi says. Ein b'dav v'leim shem gezav v'leim shem darkei shalom shekach no'agu machmas simcha. So we see that simcha, if you're doing something machmas simcha, that's a heter for gzela. So Tosfos says, so then it would be a heter for mazik, and the mazik would be potter. Now Tosfos fears is that this is not muchrich in the Mishnah. It's only Mukhrich and Rashi's pshat in the Mishnah, but there's another pshat in the Mishnah, like we spoke out. Void Yeshlema, Tosfos says, the mastitin le'ayri klal she'echatva gdeilim yodim shaltinoikos. It doesn't mean that you grab from the kids. El miyad klem ala alter. It means right away. So here we have the two mahalchim in the Mishnah, and the nafkamina la'alocha is whether there is a heter machmas simcha for the isurim of gzela or the isurim of masik. Now the Gaon in Chosh Mishpat, Simin Shinayin Ches, speaks out that Hagam, that Rashi brought a raya from the Bereishis Rabbah, that the pshat in the Mishnah is that you're allowed to take it away from the kids, says Lamaisa, in our Girsa, we don't have that there. We have a different Girsa in that Bereishis Rabbah. And he says not only that, it's not Mestavra Bechlal, that Hagah on Daf Mem Vav is really from Rashi himself. Because if it would be, then Tosfos and the Rosh would have already brought it down. So it sounds like it was a Hagah from somebody else, who brought a raya to Rashi based on his girsa in the Bereishis Rabbah. However, according to our girsa, there's no such raya. The Gaon also says that this machloikis, how to learn pshat in our Mishnah, makes this nafkamina la'alocha. Is there a ptur mishum simcha? Now, what's very interesting is that the Ramah in Hilchas Purim brings this Tosfos as a makar for something completely different. The shayla over there is a person allowed to wear a mask or a costume that has shatnez in it? Another shaila is whether a person is allowed to wear a costume that there would be an issur of silbash, that it would be a man wearing woman's clothing or a woman wearing man's clothing. So is there an issur or not? So the Da'akim Moshe in Simen Tofresh Tadivov in Hulchas Purim brings from the Truvas Mari Mintz that he wants to be matir based on this Toisvus. He says, since you see that Toisvus holds that there's no issur gzeil or mazik, when it's done Mishum Simcha, so we see that Mishum Simcha is a heter for Yisrei Deiraisa, so therefore will be a heter for wearing, he's talking there about Kelayim Midrabanon, he says, Kol Shekain, it's a heter for wearing Kelayim Midrabanon, or for the Isra of Lesulbash, since it's done Machma Simcha. And the Da'akim Moshe brings that the Tshuvas Mari Brin is Chaylik on this, and he says, no, there's no Tzushtel, because by Mazik, and by Gzela, those are Yisurim, which are Nitin L'Mechila. Masha'en Kain, the Yisurim of Shatnez, or the Yisur of Leisulbash, is not something which is Nitin L'Mechila, and therefore there's no Tzushtal. Machma Simcha, people understand that when people get a little wilder because of Simcha, so they understand that they're open to a possible Hezek should it get out of control. Masha'en Kain, so Memela the Meichel. Masha'en Kain, by other Yisurim, there's no Makar that Mechila would work. This is the Da'akim Moshe in Simen Tofresh Tadivov.
Was mavored by the mitzvahs arav in the Beis Hamikdash, they would bring large aravas, aruchais, ugvois, ravois, acharas or ama, 11 amas tall, kedeshu goich sal mizbeach ama, that they should be able to lean over the top of the mizbeach and ama. Now goyis rami Ransberg is goyis instead of rabbis, he's goyis rakais, and pashtus the pshat why he's goyis rakais is rakais means soft, that they were soft. Aravis, in order to be able to bend over the top of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara Darshan's on this, the Pasuk, Rebavo, says, the Pasuk is referring to this when it says, Isru Chag Ba'avaisim Adkanis HaMizbeach. That over here, the Torah is hinting to Isru Chag Ba'avaisim, to place next to the Mizbeach, the Avaisim, the Ilanais, Adkanis HaMizbeach, and they reach so high over the corners of the Mizbeach. The Emes of Yoshaber from Boston had a Messiah that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik on a Shana Rabbah would bring a very large Arava, and he'd be Zaykef next to the Bima in order to make a Zeichel Migdash. And the Pshat is because the Bima, we know, is B'makim the Mizbeach, and like we see that even today, Zeichel Migdash, we're Makif the Bima with our love and Esroigim, a Zeichel to the Migdash, where they used to be Makif around the Mizbeach as well. And Mimela, the Pshat is, who Adin, he said, Rav Chaim had a minog, that on a Shana Rabbi, he'd go ahead and be Zaykif, the Arava, next to the Bima, a Zeicher to this that they did in the Migdash. Some say the reason why the Bima is considered a Zeicher to the Mizbeach is because, after all, by the Bima we read the Kriyas HaTorah of the Parsha of the Karbanis, and the Gemara in Tainus teaches us that Avraham Avinu was concerned that when there be no Beis HaMigdash, how would Klal Yisrael get the Kapara that's enacted through the Karbanis? On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menachem Avraham Avinu by telling him that they'll read the Parsha of the Karbanis, and through that, it will be as if they're bringing a Karban. And I would say the Bima, where we read the Kriya of the Parshias that talk about the Karab of the Karbanis, is in place of Mizbeah. Now Rabbi Vo also says with Shem Rabbi Lazar that Kol Anaito Luav Ba'agudai V'Hadas Ba'avusai Malav of Akasav Ki'ilu Banam Mizbeach V'Hikr V'Olav Karbon. From this pasuk as well as Merame Zokter Rabbi Vo with Shem Rabbi Lazar, that anyone who takes a Luav Ba'agudai, takes the Luav and he's Oiga the Luav, he ties them all together, and the Hadas, the Torah is Malad as if he built a Mizbeach and he brought a Karbon on top of the Mizbeach. This is hinted to again in the pasuk of Isru Chag Ba'avaisim Ad Karnes HaMizbeach. Isru is a lashon of tying together, which is a reference to tying together the aguda of the luav, which ties together the minim. Ba'avaisim is a reference to the hadas, which is avais, made of three badin, of a klia, of like a three things together. And therefore it's nechshav Ad Karnes HaMizbeach, as if you're bringing a carbon on the Karnes HaMizbeach. The Marsha explains that really there are two parts over here. Making the lulav itself and being eiged it, he says, is a mitzvah, like building the Mizbeach. And going ahead and taking the lulav and esrog afterwards is like hakrovas hakarbon on top of the Mizbeach. Akoponim l'chayr, let's try to explain over here, how come dafka we find by this mitzvah, netilas lulav and esrog, the Gemara says it's daima to someone building a Mizbeach and being makriv, a karbon, on top of it. We can explain this in the following way. The Gemara previously in Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis had darshened from the Lekachdem Lachem B'Yom Arishin, from the Lashon Rabbim that you shall take B'Yom Arishin Pri Eitz Hadar Anaf Eitz Aves the Lulav and the Esregen. The Gemara darshens from there Shetei Lekicha B'Yad Kol Echad V'Echad, that there is halacha that every single individual must take the Lulav and Esreg himself. The Kapis tomorrow over there is very bothered by the Gemara. L'chara, why do we need a new drasha, a new pasuk to teach us this halacha? That lulav and esrog, every single individual must take the lulav and esrog himself, and he cannot be yaita his mitzvah through shlichas, through someone else being his agent. L'chara zak the Kapis tomorrow, that would seem to be a milsa de pshita. That's something which does not even need a pasuk for the Torah to tell us that. After all, why is it any different than any mitzvah shebegufay, any mitzvah that is done with the guf, for example, tefillin, putting on tefillin, and so on and so forth, that over there it's pasha, that one cannot fulfill the obligation of putting on tefillin, one cannot tell his friend to put on tefillin for him, even though we know there's a concept of making an agent of shlichus in the Torah. However, when it comes to a mitzvah which has to be done with your guf, we don't even need a pasuk to tell me you cannot tell your friend to put on tefillin for you. If so, frak the kapis tomorrow, why does the Torah need to say l'kachdem, that every individual must take lulav and esrog, and he cannot fulfill his obligation of atilas lulav and esrog through shlichas, through an agent? L'char, why is it different than every mitzvah beguf, like putting on tefillin, where it's a davar pashut, that one cannot fulfill the mitzvah through making a shliach? L'char, we can add a mechazek his question with the words of the Taisus Rid on Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph had finished saying that by, even though we find the concept of shlichus in the Torah, we find the concept of making a messenger, making an agent, however, when it comes to an avera, if someone would send an agent to kill someone for him, or send an agent to eat chelev, the halacha is ein shliach ledavar avera. There is no concept of shlichus when it comes to doing an avera. And the reason given is because divrei harav, divrei atalmid, divrei mi shayman. After all, he's an obligation. The shliach himself has an obligation to listen to Hashem and not to listen to you. And therefore, there is no yisayit of shlichus. So the Taisus Rid over there brings down a question that yesh machshim, some are bothered. If so, it would seem to be that this svara is limited only when it comes to an avera, to transgressing something against the Divrei Harav. Over there, there's a svara of Divrei Harav, B'Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayman. However, when it comes to mitzvahs, according to this, L'chayr Shlicha should work. And therefore, why can't a person tell his friend, you sit in the sukkah for me, or tell his friend, you put on tefillin for me? So the Taisus Rid answers, the Lav Milsahi. The question is not a valid question. Why? After all, the mitzvah that the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is obligated to do himself, how could he fulfill that obligation through a messenger, and the person himself, who is getting the mitzvah to be counted for him, was not involved in any way? The Taisus Rid explains, when it comes to making a messenger as far as gerish and divorcing one's wife, or being mekadesh isha, marrying a woman, over there it works. The Taisus Rid explains, ki hu amegarish v'lei ashliach. After all, it is somehow able to be traced back to the original person, because after all, it says in the get, it says clearly in the get, even though Shimon was the shliach who actually gave over the get, but in the get itself it's written, Reuven is divorcing Leah, his wife. And therefore, the action of Shimon we can view as an extension of Reuven doing it. After all, there's a connection back to Reuven. It says in the get that he's the one who's divorcing his wife, and after all, he's becoming divorced from her. There's a chalais, the actual happening is happening to the mishaleach, to the one who sent the messenger. Huad in the Taisus Rid says when it comes to Kedushin, even though the one who actually gave over the ring was the messenger, was Shimon, but at the end of the day it's Reuven who becomes married to this woman, and therefore the action of Shimon we could view as an extension of Reuven. We could see it connecting back to Reuven. And he goes on, and so Huadin, by Truma, we find by Truma a concept of a messenger works. He says over there as well, after all, the person, the Shliach, who's giving the Truma, is giving the Truma from the fruits of the one who sent him. And again, we see the connection between the action of the messenger and with the Mishaleach, the one who sent him. Huadin, by Karman Pesach, after all, the one who sent the messenger, the Mishaleach, He's the one who eats from the Karban Pesach, and more than that, more so, the Karban itself is shechted l'shem the Abayalim, the original owner, the Yizrik Hadam, the blood is spritzed l'shem the original owner, Masha'enkein, by a sukkah, Zakatayis Rid. Could a person tell his friend, you go ahead and sit in the sukkah for me? Of course not. There's no way, like Kiyam Huklum, he is not connected at all to this action that happened. And the Taisus Rid himself cites afterwards an example of the Chayin Luav, and who had been by Luav. How could I make a messenger to you for you to take a Luav and Asik from me? After all, there is no connection back to the Mishalech. L'cha'a mitzvahs, and by all mitzvahs, it is that way. So the Taisus Rid clearly says that by Luav and Asrig, there's no svar to say that a Shliach could work. Shlichus could only work where the messenger's action is given validity and it's connected back to the Mishalech because in some way the Mishalech is affected. Either he's actually getting divorced or he's getting married. But Al Kapanim by mitzvahs where there's nothing here to connect them back, Shlichus should not work. If so, we're back to the question of the Kapis Tamarim. Why does the Gemara say that the Lakachta needs to come teach us that every individual must take a Luv and Esrik himself, and he cannot fulfill his obligation through Shlichus? Obviously not. By all mitzvahs, there is no concept of Shlichus. The Chassam Sofer comes to answer the question of the Kapis Tamarim, and he says the Kapis Tamarim had understood the Gemara when the Gemara was saying each individual must take Luv and Esrig, the Havamina would have been that one could be Yaitza his obligation of Matilas Luv and Esrig through the concept of Shlichus. The Chassam Sofer says that's not what the Gemara means. Avada the Gemara knows that that's Pashit, that definitely one cannot fulfill his mitzvah obligation of taking Luv and Esrig through making appointing a messenger. Rather, the Gemara's Havamina was that we would have thought that the same way we find a Gemara Mesechtes Menachos and Daf Samech Heim Abeis, where the Gemara teaches as well by the counting of the Omer, Sfira Sa'omer, Usfartem Lachem, over there as well, the Torah used the Lashon Rabim, a plural language, Usfartem Lachem, that over there the Gemara as well, Darshan Shetehe Sfira Lachkal Echa Ve'echa, that every individual must say the Sfira Sa'omer himself. And Taisus over there explains, however, when it comes to the mitzvah of counting the years of the Yovel, counting all the years until the 50th year, the year of Yovel, over there Taisus points out, over there the Torah's language is Usafarta Lecha, and you, the individual, shall count these years. And over there the pshat is because the Torah is referring to Bezdin, that Bezdin has the obligation to count the years until the Yovel. And Taisus says, perhaps Bezdin even makes a bracha, Asher Kedishanam Mitzvayis V'Tzivanu, to be ciphered the years of the Yovel, similar to us, that we make a bracha on Sfira Sa'imer. Memela Zaktich Sam Sefer, the Hava Mina over here in the Gemara by Sukkah was the same way that we find when it comes to the sphere of Yovel, that there would have been a Hava Mina, that Bezin is the one that counts the years of the Yovel, and Hu Adin Taisis is Mashma, he's learning Pshat in the Gemara Menachos. The reason why we need a special Sfartim Lachem by Sfira Sa'imer is to teach us that every individual must count for himself, and the Bezin is not the one that counts the Sfira Sa'imer. Zaktich Sam Sefer, so Hu Adin the Havamin over here would have been that perhaps Bezdin HaGadol is the one that takes Luv and Esrig, and they fulfill the obligation for Gantz Klal Yisrael, not through a concept of Shlichus, that they're the messenger of Klal Yisrael, that the obligation really is upon every individual and they are just the messenger of Klal Yisrael, but rather the obligation itself, Meikara, is on Bezdin itself. The same way by Yovel, the mitzvah is that Bezdin should be the ones to count the years of the Yovel, and there would have been a Havamina Sfira Sa'imer as well, that Bezdin is the one that has the mitzvah to count the Sfira Sa'imer, the days between Pesach and Shavuos. Who had in the Havamina would have been that the mitzvah of Luv and Esrig is that Bezdin should take Luv and Esrig. And therefore the Gemara has to tell us, no, that every individual is obligated to take the Luv and Esrig himself. Those are the words of the Chassam Sofer. The Netziv, however, is very bothered by the Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. The Netziv in Meraim Yisadon, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, asks a very strong question on the approach of the Chassam Sofer. The Netziv says like this, I understand when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer that there could have been a Havamina that Bezdin should be the one that counts the days of the Omer and only Bezdin. This is similar to Yovel, where only Bezdin is the one that counts the years of the Yovel, because after all, the same way that Yovel is the way to set the Shtalavek, to establish the cycle. Hu Adin Sviras HaEmer is the count in order to establish when Shavuos is. And therefore that is something that we can understand that I could have said is inherently something that is specifically delegated to Beis Din. However, Luav and Esrig, what type of Havamina is it that only the Beis Din HaGadol would take Luav and Esrig? Hayitachin, is it possible to say that there would have been a Havamina as well, that the Beis Din HaGadol should eat a Kizayis Matzah the night of the Seder for everyone else, and that's the whole obligation, that Beis Din HaGadol are the only ones that eat a Kizayis Matzah on the night of the Seder? The same way that we understand over there, we would not entertain such a thought, because the Kizayis Matzah has nothing to do with Beis Din. So Zakta Nitziv, I don't understand what the Chasam Sofer is saying. Why would there be a Havamina by Luav and Esrig that the whole Chiyuv Meikara is only Rami on the Beis Din HaGadol? The whole obligation to begin with is only incumbent upon the Beis Din HaGadol. Perhaps we can explain the words of the Chasam Sofer, and after explaining the Yesod of the Chasam Sofer, we'll get back to explaining our Gemara. What is this uniqueness that we find by the mitzvah of Luv and Esrei that the Gemara says it's as if building a Mizbeach and bringing upon the Mizbeach a carbon? The Gemara Masech Sukkah and Daf Tesam and Aleph, doctrines from a Pasig, Chag HaSukkah is Tas Elecha, Lemute Sukkah Gezula. From the fact that the Torah says Chag HaSukkah is Tas Elecha, this teaches us that a Sukkah Gezula, a stolen Sukkah, is not kosher to be used. Tysus over there on Daf Tes asks a question. Why do we need a special Pasuk to exclude a Sukkah Gezula, that a Sukkah that's stolen cannot be used on Sukkahs? Tepiglei, the Havli Mitzvah Baba Avera. After all, it's a Mitzvah being performed through an Avera, and we know a Mitzvah Baba Avera is not valid. The Ritva also brings down this question. Tamil Milsa Lamlikra. Why do I need a pasuk? Tepigle Davli Mitzvah Baba Avera. Similar to what we find by a carbon and a luav, there's a psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera. On that, the Ritva brings down the Taretz B'Shem Taisvis. The Lekel Lameira Mitzvah Baba Avera, Ella B'Davar Habala Ratzis. The Havamina would have been, or actually Taisvis' opinion is this way, that the Din Mitzvah Baba Avera, the psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera, can only be applied to an item like a karban or luav, which is bala ratzis, which comes to appease. And therefore, by a sukkah which does not have that characteristic, I would have said a stolen sukkah is okay. Kamashmal in the pasuk, chag sukkah is tasalucha. From the Ritva, we see a tremendous chiddush. We see a tremendous yisayit. That the yisayit of luav and esrig also has, in a certain way, an aspect like a karban. That it's bala ratzis, it comes to appease. The emes we find in the Gemara Masechtas Tainus and Daf Beis and Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Lazar, Hayov Arba Minim Halal, Einon Boin, Ela Leratzis Alamayim. After all, these four Minim come to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the bringing of water. We find the concept of Luv and Esrig, it's a concept of Ritzin, like the Ritva says, it is a concept of Ritzin similar to a carbon. According to this, we can understand properly what the Chasam Sofer meant to say. The Chasam Sofer would agree to Nitziv that there is no Havamin when it comes to eating matzah the night of the Seder, that there would be a Havamin at the Beis Din HaGadol would eat matzah, and that would be the entire obligation of Achilas Matzah. But rather, the Kavod of the Chasam Sofer was specifically by the mitzvah of Netilas Luv and Esrig. Since the mitzvah of Netilas Luv and Esrig has a din ritzei, like a gedder of a karban, and therefore there could have been a Havamina that Beis Din HaGadol is the one that takes the Luv and Esrig, the whole obligation is just incumbent upon them, similar to a karban tzibur, where there's just one karban brought for the entire tzibur, and therefore the Torah needs to tell me, l'kachtim, that no, shedei l'kicha b'yad kol echa v'echa, that it's incumbent upon every single person. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings in a memra, Amr Rab Yirmiyam Mishim Rav Shirim Bayachai, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulan, Ein Adam Yaisib Hen El Derech Gedeilasin, all mitzvahs, a person only fulfills his obligation, holding it the way it grows, Shenemar Atzei Shitim Aimdim. The fact that the Torah writes by the Karshe HaMishkan, which are made out of cedar wood, the Torah writes the extra word of Aimdim, which is extra, the Torah could have just wrote Atzei Shitim. Why did the Torah have to write the word Aimdim? Aimdim comes to teach us that one only fulfills his obligation by kol ha-mitzvahs only if they're standing derech de-lasan the way they grow. Rashi explains kigoin karshe ha-mishkan v'amudim, like example the karshe ha-mishkan v'amudim in the mishkan v'lula v'hadas v'arava. However, Rashi leaves out the Esrig. Rashi mentions Luav, Hadas, and Arava, and Rashi leaves out the Esrig. It may mashu from Rashi that by the Esrig there is no din of Derech Kedei Lassen, and the question is, why not? Rabbi Yashiv explains that really we find the machaikas rishonim whether by esrog there's a din that it needs dafka derech kedelasim. According to the shitas that it needs derech kedelasim, that's where the minute comes from. Before one makes the bracha on the lulav and esrog, he flips it over, he picks it up with it upside down. And the reason why that helps is because you're supposed to make a bracha before one fulfills the mitzvah, over lasi yasan, and therefore by picking it up upside down, one is not fulfilling his obligation based on our Gemara, that the whole kol mitzvah is kulon enanam yaitzeben ela derech kedelasim. However, this is not so simple. Like we spoke out, Rashi is meduk, like the Rishayim that say, that when it comes to the esrog, though by the luav, and the hadas, and the arava, is a din of derech kedelasim, however, when it comes to the esrog, there is no din that has to be dafka derech kedelasim. And the question is, why not? Rabbi Yashiv explains, because after all, the mitzvah is when an esrog grows on a tree, so when it begins to grow, it is true that the pitim is facing upward, and the ukit, where it grows from, where it's attached to the tree, is downward. However, as the esrog continues to grow and it gets heavier and heavier, it begins to turn over, and then it flips over with the pitim downward and the ukit's upward. Therefore, Dr. Rabbi Yashiv, Rashi held that since it, after all, grows also upside down, therefore, it doesn't pass the whole svar of derech kedelasim when it comes to an esrog. Because really, however you hold the esrog, either way will be derech kedelasim. Now, there's an interesting question when it comes to derech kedelasim that we find in the Torah in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Sif Yud Beis. The Torah says, Yesh medaktikin, some people are medaktik when they make a daifin, make kanim, when they're making their wood, their wall of their sukkah, out of wood, to dafka stand it up derech kedelasim the way it grows. Like you find by a luav that you only fulfill your mitzvah of luav when it's derech kedelasim. However, the Torah says, Ein oitzarif, that's really not necessary. Kamech shed defanis ksherim mikol davar, because after all, walls are kosher even out of metal, and therefore, since by metal obviously there's no din derech kedelasim, so even if you make it out of wood, which is something that grows, but it's not any worse than metal, which does not have to be obviously derech kedelasim. The Bach says one can ask a question according to the Medaktikim, the first opinion brought in the Torah, that even by the walls of the sukkah there's a din of derech kedelasim, that there's a kapeda, they should be only lined up the way they grow. The Bach says, if so, according to that opinion, what do they do with the schach? When, after all, you put the schach facing downward on top of the sukkah, how is that considered derech kedelasim? On this, the Bach offers two approaches. The first approach of the Bach is that when it comes to schach, that is considered derech kedelasim, even to be sideways, because since when a tree grows, many times the tree bends over to the side. Therefore, sometimes you find the tree bending over. Therefore, for a tree to be bending over to the side, that's called derech kedelasim. And the only issue when it's not derech kedelasim is only if it will be totally flipped over upside down. The emes is Rashi is meduyik like this approach as well, because Rashi in our sugi, when he says derech kedelasim, he says hatachdein lamata v'elyoin lamala. It has to be that the bottom is downwards and the elyoin is lamala. The pashas of Rashi is mashma that the only issue is if it's flipped over upside down. The second approach of the Bach is the reason why there's no issue by schach, even though it's not derech kedelasim, is because by schach, since it's impossible to ever have it derech kedelasim, because after all your schach you have to make lying downwards, therefore al karchav there's no kepeda when it comes to the schach. The emes is, I heard from my shver, Shlita Rabitzel Kozlitz, B'shem Ramesha Heinemann, Ulchay there be enough gemina in these two approaches of the Bach. According to the first svara, the reason why we say that by schach there's no problem for it to be lying flat down, and the reason why it's not an issue of not being derech kedelasim is because it is considered derech kedelasim, because sometimes the tree leans over to the side. If so, what would halacha be by bamboo? Ramesha Heinemann felt lefizeh bamboo would not be kosher for schach, because since bamboo, the way bamboo grows, if you ever see bamboo growing in the field, it grows straight up. It does not bend over to the side like a tree. Mela by bamboo, since the derech kedelasim is only straight up, one would not be able to use it for a schach, which is facing down to the side. However, according to the second approach of the Bach, that the reason why by schach we're not concerned of derech kedelasim is because mimana shach, by schach it's impossible ever to have a derech kedelasim, because you can't have it straight up. And according to that svara, who had been by bamboo, bamboo would also be kosher. The Mishnah had brought down from Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika that Chayrish Odaka Hayim Avim Mechayv Tenaisim Mekarka Betzile Avizbeach, that they would bring branches of the palm tree and they would bang it on the sides of the Mizbeach. And that day was called the day of the banging of the Charayis. Now Rabbi Levi had explained in the Gemara what's the pshat in this minog. Just like a tamar tree, a date tree, only has one heart. So too, Klal Yisrael only has one heart, united to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Levi, this was a Svara Ba'alma. It's not learned out from any pasuk. Lav mikra nafik. It's not learned out from a pasuk. Oh, svara. It's a svara shu simin yafel l'kilusin shel Yisrael. It is a nice thing to do to go ahead and show the praise of Klal Yisrael that Yisrael ein lam el lev echad laviim shema shemayim. Rabbi Yashuv stells according to this. Rabbi Yashuv is bothered. There's a chiddush of the sheet of the Rashbam Mesechtes Basra Mesechtes Baba Basra on daf pei aleph on the beis. The Rashbam over there writes that to bring fruits that are chulin into the Azara is a problem of chulin la'azara. Even if you're not bringing it as a karban, even just to bring in something which is not kaddish into the Azara is forbidden. Taisus asks on the Rashbam, if so, a kohen would never be able to walk into the Azara wearing regular weekday clothing. And in Mela, Taisus is bothered with the Rashbam. Other questions as well. Taisus says, the Gemara says, that they used to eat other things of chulin the kehanim before they ate the kachin in order that the kachin should be able to be eaten ala saiva when they're already satisfied. So he says, you see that they used to bring in things of chulin into the Azara. On both questions, Rabbi Yashu says, Rabbi Rashbam will answer you that perhaps when it comes to the clothing is bottled to the person who's wearing it. And as far as Taisha's question, after all, we know they would eat things of chulin in order that the achil should be la'asayva. Well, perhaps they ate it before they entered the Azara. But Akopanim, we have a machlekes rishonim, whether just to bring something which is chulin into the Azara, not bedarach hakrava, is that forbidden to be done? The Rashbam's opinion is that it's aser. So Rabbi Yashu wants to know, if so, according to Rabbi Levi, if it's a pasuk teaching us that one could bring a lul of an esrog into the Azara, that's understandable. But according to Rabbi Levi, that it's not learned out from a pasuk, but rather it's just a way of showing kilusin shel Yisrael, the fact that Klal Yisrael only has one heart, lavim shema shemayim, how are they allowed to bring in these chariyah shel deko, these branches of the palm tree, into the Beis HaMikdash and to bang them next to the Mizbeach? Rabbi Yashu says, we have to say, according to the Rashbam, that ain't a chanami. According to the Rashbam, they had to be makdish first to the Beis HaMikdash, these branches of wood, and thereby they had a heter to go ahead and use it to bang it on the side of the Mizbeach.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.